It's Dominic the Donkey, chingity-ching. The Italian Christmas Donkey. La la la, la 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 da.
Hello, everybody. Hello, this is Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, here with a special holiday episode of Sunday Morning Mimosa. We're just going to do something real quick. The boys, James and Steven, are away visiting family. I don't have family, so I'm here. I do have a special guest with me today, I do. Her husband's away on business, well, kind of like mine. Well, no, my husband, Jermaine, well, he's not really my husband, my on-again, off-again fiancé. He just got a job as a busboy at the Happy Oaks Trailer Family Park Bar and Grill. I'm a waitress. He got a busboy position, and today's our holiday party. So I'm not going to the holiday party because I have to fill in for him busing tables, which means I had to shift around my work hours for today. I was supposed to go in tonight as a waitress, but now I have to bus tables so that he can go to the party. So here I am. And you know what? Let's just get right down to it. Ladies and gentlemen, you all know her and love her just as much as I do. Ladies and gentlemen, Aunt Anita M. Buffum.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you very much, Tawny. I just wanted to pop in, because as you know, my husband, my second husband, right. Mr. Buffum, who is a Jew, which is nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. He knows how I feel about it. Is away on business. And also, it's that Hanukkah time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you all know about this Hanukkah. I had no idea about it before I married him.
Really?
But apparently it's this...
Jewish Christmas.
Not the normal way to celebrate Christmas.
Wow.
But I do enjoy, I guess, apparently you get 12 gifts every day. It's where the 12 days of Christmas comes from, basically.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I just wanted to pop in here real quick and say hello to everybody. I know James and Stephen, my nephews, are, away visiting family.
Right.
They left me here, which is fine, which is nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. I just, here I am by myself. So that's about it. I don't know. What have you got going on for Christmas, Tawny? What are you doing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Actual Christmas Day, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
I'm waitressing. Loretta, who's head waitress, has the night off. She's my best friend.
Okay.
So I told her I'd cover the head waitressing shift.
Well, that's nice of you.
So I'm going to be doing that night. It should be good. It's going to be buffet.
Oh, and I love
then,
a buffet.
Then the next morning, it's going to be me and Jermaine, if he doesn't go spend it with Lucretia, his half-cousin, which he did last year, which is fine. I mean, he doesn't really see his family that much, so, you know, I want him to, you know, spend more time with his family.
Okay.
So if that happens, then it'll just be me and my babies, my dogs, Lorraine, Louise, Cottonball, McDaniels, and David McDaniels.
Oh, all right.
My Rottweilers, who I love so much. Uh-huh. I got them gifts this year, which, I get them gifts every year, but this year I kind of went all out. I spoiled them.
You do?
Well, because I took a third job, you know, waitressing, so.
Oh, I don't work.
We'll see. It's all on layaway still. I got to go pick it up at Hills, but they should like it, I think. What are you doing for Christmas?
Well, I'm not too sure. I know Gina Marie, my best bubba, love her to death. She's actually working today. She had to take that secretarial job down at Aphrodite Construction and Lumber here in Astoria, down on Ditmars Boulevard over there. But I think she's going to be cooking, which, God, Lord, help me, please. If it's anything like her Thanksgiving, God, I don't even want to get into her Thanksgiving. She'll tell you about that. All I'll say involves a really tiny 20-pound turkey. I mean, really, 20 pounds. What's that going to feed, really? But, I don't know. I'll be over there probably during the day after I open my presents. I went catalog shopping for myself, as well as I know Mr. Buffum, my second husband, who's a Jew, which is nothing wrong with it. Just don't want it in my house. He'll have stuff for me, I'm sure. I can't wait to find out what he got me. I dog-eared some of the Tiffany catalog pages for him. And I filled out a registry at Williams-Sonoma and at Barney's. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. There's this gorgeous Pashmina I've been dying for. I've been dying for it. We'll see if he gets me that. It's in this gorgeous chartreuse, which I don't normally wear. I don't normally wear it, but I think it's coming back this this winter, so we'll see. We'll see. I might make my famous muffins, my Christmas muffins, with the topping, with the crusty topping on top, the muffins with the crusty topping, which Gina Marie loves. She loves them. But, oh, hold on. My phone's buzzing. Oh, speak of the devil, it's Gina Marie. Hold on. Hold on. Yes, hello. You've reached Anita M. Buffum. How are you? Yes, Bubba. No. Well, I'm at Sunday Morning Mimosa right now with 20. 20 on LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny. No, I don't know what that means either. Now, well, we're just talking about Christmas and all, and I was telling about how you had to get a job or you couldn't be here. No, it's no big deal that you're working. No, everybody knows you have a job. Everyone in the neighborhood. We're all talking about it. Yeah, everybody. Well, this morning at church, Father Murphy Brown was talking about it. He was. Yeah, he was telling about how you got a job because times are tough and the economy and Frankie not having a job. Well, yeah, and then afterwards, we all talked about it. I mean, everyone had known already. It wasn't. No, don't be upset, Dwell. Don't be upset. Actually, you know what? While you're you're on break right now. No, you're not on break. You're not getting in trouble for talking to me. Well, can you do me a favor then, since you're not on break? Can you find out? I'm waiting to get a date. They're going to redo my boudoir with the marble and the brass there. I just want to find out if they've picked the date yet for that. Can you look that into that for me, please? Hold on, Tony. Hold on. She's checking. Getting my house redone. My boudoir. I'm having it all redone. Oh, God. January 15th? Really? That long? All right. Well, I know you guys are busy over there. And did you put in the discount for me there? I'm going to get the discount to friends and family. All right. Perfect. Wonderful. So what are you doing on Christmas, Gina Marie? Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. No, I won't say anything. I won't tell them. No, I won't say a word. All right, doll. I gotta go. Okay, I'll talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 20. I have to tell somebody. I don't know if you know this or not. Gina Marie, her children. Oh, God. Such a mess right now. This is what she's doing for Christmas. Let me tell you this. Her son, Joey's bringing over his new boyfriend. Recently out of the closet, just in fact last week he came out to his mother. No idea, not one iota of an idea did she know. But even worse than that, her daughter, Tina Marie, is bringing over her black boyfriend, Jamal. I know, I can't understand it. Poor doll. I don't know how she's dealing with it. This is why I'm glad I can't have kids. So glad I can't have kids. Really, I mean, after I heard about the Thanksgiving, Tina Marie brings home this Afro-American, which he's a lovely boy, he's a very professional job. Makes a lot of money, but, you know, he's Afro-American, and there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it,
I had a black boyfriend.
You do? Okay.
There isn't anything wrong with it.
No, nothing wrong with it.
We've been together for a very long time. He treats me really good.
All right, okay.
In fact, he's very professional, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's a busboy at Happy Oaks Family Trailer Park Bar and Grill.
Real.
And he treats that job very seriously, so.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, I love him.
All right, well, I'm sure
he
you do.
He treats me so good, I mean.
Okay.
You know, he lets me pay his bills.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he came with me to put all his Christmas gifts on layaway at Hills.
Okay.
And he helped me out with that. I didn't know what to get him. And, you know, he literally walked me down the aisles of Hills department store.
Oh, I didn't know what that was. Okay.
Told me what to get him. Uh-huh. I don't know what I would have done without him.
Well, it must have been a big help, I guess, for you.
He's really good to me, so please. Please.
Anyway. No, yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with it, but...
No, there's not.
What, you know, Gina Marie's Thanksgiving, because of this boy coming over, really was just...
Uh-huh.
I can't even tell you, there was police involved, really, is all I can say. It was not good. Right. It was not good at all.
Police have been to my house
but,
before.
Yeah, I'm going to go over there and brave it and see what happens. I'm going to arrive early before any of this hubbub happens, put on my big sunglasses and my big hat. Oh, my big hat, my big dynasty hat.
Uh-huh.
You know, the one with the big brim on it.
Yeah.
It's huge. We call it the Crystal Carrington hat is what we call it.
Oh, yeah, from Dynasty.
I wear it when I go to the grocery store. I don't want anyone to see me there.
Okay.
But, all right. Well, you know what? Oh, I do have to get going.
Well, it's been nice having you.
Because... Oh, well, there goes my phone again.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's my aunt's. Aunt Connie and Candy. Hold on 1 second.
All right. Okay.
Yes, hello. Merry Christmas. You've reached me down Buffum. How are you? Oh, hello. Oh, I know. Uh-huh. Well, no, Gina Marie and I, we just had the big show on Friday. It was huge. It really was huge. Oh, yes. Yes, it's true. Joey's a homosexual, yes. Her son. Mm-hmm. I know. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Well, I mean, she doesn't want us talking about it and all that, but she's hoping it works itself out. And did you hear about Tina Marie? Did you hear about that? Well, apparently Tina Marie is having relations with an Afro-American boy, who is very nice. He's very nice, very professional, and all that. So it's just been a lot for Gina Marie, really. And Frankie, you know, not being around, really been down at the bar. And the can of soups is still falling down on her face from the kitchen cabinets. Yes, they are. Now, I know, I told her she needs to, without airing her dirty laundry, I told her she needs to secure those cupboards better, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know. I don't really... She did talk about leaving, but really, I mean, I can't see it. I mean, really, what's she going to do? She has no skills. Well, right, she did have to take the job, the secretary job.
Anita.
I know, I told her. I said, I can't picture you using a computer. She doesn't know the first thing about it. Well, no, they have her on a typewriter. They do. She asked for specifically for a typewriter. It takes us so long. She's there till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night sometimes. They only ask her to be there till 5, but she doesn't get all the work done because it takes us so long to type it all up.
Excuse me,
it's unbelievable,
Anita.
Really.
Anita.
No, I go and have lunch with her sometimes. Well, no, I...
Anita.
Well, I don't go there. No, I send the driver to pick her up, bring her down to my house. It's only a couple blocks away. No, I just don't want anyone to see me going over that way.
I don't want to interrupt your phone call, Anita, but...
No, but other than that, she's doing real well. She's doing real well. I know she's, you know, hectic getting ready for Christmas and all that. I'm going to treat her to a day spa down at Antoinette Giordano's hair salon over there on 31st. Get her a facial and all that, see if they can do anything for the bruises. But, I don't know. I think she deserves it. She's working very hard. And I have to say... The performance aspect, the showgirl side of her, is really suffering from this job. She can't come to rehearsals. And you know, she's not one that can pick up stuff real quick. No, but I love her. I love her. What's that? No, she has not been back to church. No, not. She hasn't. The ladies and all that, talking about Frankie and... Well, no, I mean, Father Murphy Brown wants her back. He actually did a sermon on her today.
Anita.
About how she had to take a job and the economy being tough and having faith in the Lord. It was beautiful. It really was. It moved me.
Anita.
I don't know specifically what he said, but I remember talking about Gina Marie and the job and all that. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, all the ladies knew.
Please don't put your finger in my face.
I don't think she should be embarrassed by it. I mean, a lot of showgirls have to, well, not good showgirls, not professional ones, but not me. But a lot of showgirls have to work part-time jobs, so...
Anita.
You know, you do what you do. It's going to be okay. You know, and I'm confident Trisha, our new manager, is going to get us this gig coming up. Well, Jimmy's Chicken Shack. Yeah, the big night. The huge night. I know. The Pay What You Weigh night. We can't wait. It's the biggest night of the year. I know. We're working on a few special numbers. We're doing the chicken dance, but we've changed some of the lyrics so we can make it more appropriate for showgirls to do it. We're doing that song, and... I don't know, we'll do some of our standards. We'll see. Well, absolutely. All right, well, you guys take care. I love you. I'm actually in the middle of something, so I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, Christmas for me is going to be good. It's going to be real good. So, but I'm actually in the middle of something, so I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you, I'm sure, before Christmas. Yeah. Oh, New Year's, I don't know. I think I'll have a little party or something. What are you guys doing on New Year's? Oh, really?
Please get off the phone, Anita.
Well, really? I didn't know your home did that down there in Florida. Boca Raton. No, we should come to Boca for New Year's. It'd be nice. Me and Gina Marie, I don't think she'll get the time off, but we could find out about it. Maybe come for the weekend. What day is New Year's this year?
Anita, please.
Well, we could see about it. I don't know. She probably can't get it off. I mean, she just started there not too long ago, so I'd be afraid for her to ask for time off. But I could come. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I love you guys. I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle of something, and I will talk to you soon. Okay?
Thank you, Anita. I appreciate it.
No, that's fine. My Christmas presents can come right to the house. Just make sure to put, you just send it FedEx or UPS? Well, UPS, they bring it right to my door. It's all right. Okay, I love you guys. I'm going to let you go, all right? Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Oh, I know. I'm so glad that Atlanta Housewife show picked up for a second season. I know. Well, I have a friend who works for Bravo. Well, not really a friend. There's this girl that we know. I don't know if you remember her. Remember the girl from high school, Sheena Shantice? Remember her? Well, she works in TV, and she, I think, maybe will know somebody in Bravo, at the Bravo Network. I thought maybe we could talk to her about maybe Gina Marie and I getting our own show. We could be the Real Housewives of Astoria or something. It'd be a great idea. Really would. I mean, Gina Marie doesn't want me talking to Sheena Shantice. As you know, we don't really, there's bad blood there, bad blood. But I thought I could smooth things over and see what happens there. Don't tell Gina Marie. I don't want to know one. She'll be so upset with me. Okay. All right. I love you, too. All right, I'll talk to you later.
We're running out of time, Anita, please.
All right.
Thank you.
No, I won't tell her. I won't tell her that I told you about her son being a gay. I won't tell her that. No. She doesn't... So when you talk to her, please. And about her son, too. I mean, her daughter, Tina Marie. And the black boy. Nothing wrong with it. No, I agree with you. There's nothing wrong with
there
it.
Isn't
not
anything
at
wrong
all.
With it.
Not at all.
Nothing wrong with
but
it.
But really, can you imagine her bringing him to church? No. Not at all, congregation. All
right, Anita.
Can't imagine. I mean, I'm all for it, like Gina Marie with the whole Obama. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. No, you're right. But Frankie's saying, no, you can't. Really, I know. All right, dolls, I'm going to let you go. All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. No, I got to go. Going to go now. Okay. He's good. Mr. Buffin's good. All right. Love you guys. Okay, good. Okay, bye-bye.
Please, Anita.
Oh, Lord. I apologize. That was
Thank
rude.
Thank you.
That was rude. They're rude. They're the rudest bunch of ladies I've ever met. They're not really my aunts.
No.
Not really my aunts. They're Gina's aunts, but I grew up with them.
Uh-huh.
They taught us dance. They had the dance school, CNC Dance Factory. So, but no, really, I gotta go.
Okay, well, we're running out of time.
Oh, well, that's the end?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry I took up all the time here today. Okay, well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. All right, thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully we'll be back regular next week with a New Year's Eve special or something like that. And make sure to visit us at our website, www.sundaymorningmimosa.com. You can find us on Facebook through our email, which you can also email us if you want to say anything or, you know, want to say hi to me or send me fan mail. That's sundaymorningmimosa@gmail.com. We're on MySpace, too. MySpace.com/sundaymorningmimosa. And you all know my MySpace. It's MySpace.com/TawnyTheTranny. That's TawnyTheTranny. Tawny the Tranny. Two N's in Tawny. Two N's in Tranny. That's how you remember it. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week, and Merry Christmas.
Say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face and pray the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland, just walking.